So this Shabbos, in addition to being Parshas Tzav, we also have the opportunity to bring in Shabbos HaGadol, which is really, in many ways, the great preparation that we need as we get ourselves ready for the major Yom Tov of Pesach, Haba Aleinu Letova. And I want to look at a Rashi in this week's Parsha and share with you a Maimer. It's really from the Tolna Rebbe. Much of what we're going to share today is from a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Maimer from the Tolna Rebbe, from Yerushalayim, Shlita. And it's a Maimer that he shared about 10 years ago in Tuf Reish Samach Vav. And it's printed in a small, very thin sefer called Ma'amari Kodesh from the Admor Shlita Mitolna. And it begins with a Rashi in this week's Parsha. The Torah tells us in Parak Vav, Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, this is Parak Vav, Psukim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanov. This is the Karban that will be brought by Aaron. Aaron, of course, being the Kohen Gadol. Uvanov, and the children who are going to be the regular Kohanim. Asher Yakrivu La Hashem Biyom Himashach Oso. This is the offering that will be brought by the Kohen Gadol and by the Kohen Hedyot. It's a little bit unclear exactly what we're talking about, as we'll see. On the day that he's inaugurated, what is the karban that's brought as an inauguration offering for the Kohen? Asiris ha'efa solas mincha, tamid. Machasisa baboker, machasisa be'erev. He brings a tenth of an efa, an asiris ha'efa, a fine flour, and it's brought as a karban mincha. And he brings it tamid, he brings it all the time, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And the Torah goes on, it describes exactly how it's prepared in a pan, but it's a little bit unclear, when you read these psukim, who exactly it's referring to. Is it Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, who brings this? And what does it mean that he brings it on the day of his inauguration, and yet at the same time the Torah says tamid, he brings it constantly? So Rashi explains very clearly to us. He says, Zek karban Aaron uvana, Rashi and Pasuk Yud Gimel explains, afa hedyotos. It's true, the regular Kohanim, a Kohen Hedyot, also brings it. What does he bring? He's makriven asiris ha'efa. He also brings a tenth of an ephah, a fine flour, for a karban mincha. When does a regular kohen bring such an offering? Biyom shehein mischanchin lavoda. When a kohen hedyot is beginning his avoda for the first time, he's coming to the Beis Hamikdash to serve for the first time. So as part of his inauguration, he brings a special karban mincha, as part of his inauguration. Aval kohen gadol, says Rashi, but if you're wondering why it says tamid in the pasuk, that it sounds like this is being brought constantly, aval kohen gadol b'chol yom. This Karban Mincha, what we refer to as the Minchas Chavitin, is in fact brought by the Kohen Gadol each and every day, half of it, six loaves being brought in the morning, and an additional six loaves being brought in the afternoon. And the Tolna Rebbe wants to understand why it is that if we're talking about two very different Karbanos, why is it that they're sort of lumped together in this Pasuk in a way that's very confusing? On the one hand, again, you're talking about the Karban of a Kohen Gadol every single day, a Minchas Chvitin, a pan offering, a mincha that's brought on a daily basis. And at the same time, hidden within that pasuk is a message that Aaron Ubanov, the regular Kohanim, his children, are going to bring it once in their entire life on the day that this Kohen Hedyot is inaugurated, on the day he begins his avoda. And it's hard to, if not for Rashi, we wouldn't really know how to read this pasuk. So the Tolna Rebbe asks, why is it, again, that the Torah puts these two seemingly very different karbanos together in a single pasuk? Tolna Rebbe asks a further question, and that is, again, as we know, we prepare for Shabbos HaGadol. There are many, many explanations why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. If you look in the Torah, if you look in the Bach, if you look in the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Marsha and Tosos and Shabbos Pei Zayin, and many, many more contemporary Sfarim, you'll find a whole range of reasons why this Shabbos is referred to as Shabbos HaGadol. And the Tolna Rebbe says, I'd like to suggest a new approach. It's an amazing, amazing Maimer, and that's why I'm so excited to share it with you today, to explain why, in fact, this Shabbos is referred to as Shabbos HaGadol. So the Tolna Rebbe points out that we know that a person is often called by his work, by the avoda that a person does. A person who builds is called a builder. It's a description of the avoda that he's involved in. And the Tolna Rebbe, who's a brilliant machanech, points out the following. He says, when we refer to someone as a gadol b'Torah, a gadol b'Yisrael, a great Jew, a gadol, what does that mean? So he suggests that the same way that we call a person who builds a builder, we call a person who's osek in gedula, a person who's constantly busy in the act of becoming a gadol, we call such a person a gadol. It's a description. It's a descriptive term of the avoda that he's constantly involved with. And therefore, to really be worthy of the title gadol, as the Tolna Rebbe will prove in a moment, to be worthy of the title gadol, it's not something that's reserved only for, again, a Jew once he's reached sort of the peak of his life. But the term gadol, the same way that a banai is a person who's osek in binyan, he's building, so too a gadol is a descriptive term for a person who's osek begedula. he's involved in the process of becoming great. He's constantly seeking ways to continue to grow. And the Tolle Rebbe brings a whole variety of proofs to bring out this idea. He begins with a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. The Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, referring to Avram Avinu, Amar Rabbi Levi, Ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, in Parak Yud Dalet. Ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim, says the Medrash, Ze Avram Avinu. Who was this giant amongst men, this gadol? It's a reference to Avram Avinu. Why is Avram Avinu called a gadol? So the Tolna Rebbe explains, based on a Degel Machane Ephraim in Parshas Chayesar, I think we've spoken about it in the past, where the Degel Machane Ephraim explains that Avraham was a Zakin Bayamim. What do we know about Avram? What made Avram so great? That every single day of Avram's life, he was growing. Every moment of his life was accounted for. He was a person who was constantly seeking to accomplish something new each and every day. And therefore, Chazal say about Avram, he was a Zakin, he was an old person, but he was Ba Bayamim. Every single day of his life was accounted for. That's what the Degel Machane Ephraim explains over there in Parshas Chayesara. So says the Tolna Rebbe, now we understand why Avram is called a Gadol. Because again, the definition of a true Gadol is a person who's constantly growing. And a person who's seeking new ways to enhance his avoda day in and day out. Avram truly was the Adam Gadol Ba'anakim, as the Pasuk in Yoshua describes. Tolna Rebbe brings a second proof. He says, if you look in the Gemara in Brachos, Gemara tells an interesting story, where Rav Shila darshaned the well-known pasuk Lacha Hashem HaGedula, and it goes through each of those phrases from the series of psukim, which I believe are found in Divrei Hayamim, and he says, Lacha Hashem HaGedula, Zo Maisa Bereishis. Lacha Hashem HaGedula refers to the creation of the world. Wonders the Talmud Rebbe again, why is it that the creation of the world is referred to as Gedula, a lashon of Gadol? And he explains, because think about what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Every day, new things were coming into the Bria. The first day, the second day, the third day. When we thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had completed all of his avoda, he had just begun the sixth day, the creation of the animals. And of course, the pinnacle of creation, the man, the human being, who would serve as a Tzelem Elokim, as a miniature image of the divine in this world. So why is Maisa Bereishis referred to as Gedula, Lecha Hashem Gedula? Says the Tolna Rebbe, because every day the world was growing, the world was changing, the world was enhancing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us again the secret of what it means to be a true Gadol. A third example that the Tolna Rebbe brings. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, HaMechadedin Zeh LeZeh BaHalacha. When a Jew sits with his chavrusa, and they sharpen, mechadidin, they sharpen one another in halacha to better understand the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzliach lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them great success, that they're working to better one another. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, it's in Perek Memhei. The pasuk says, V'hadarcha tzalach. V'hadarcha hadar, lashon of splendor, hidr. V'hadarcha tzalach. You will overcome with your splendor. And the Gemara says, don't read it hadarcha, Milashon Hidr, which means again splendor or glory, but rather exchange the hay for a ches, exchange the resh for a dalid, those are letters that are interchangeable, and hadar becomes chadad, becomes a lashon of chidud, to sharpen. So therefore, when two Talmidei Chacham sit together, they sharpen one another. Continues the Gemara, velo od, elisha olin ligadula. These two Jews who are sitting together are going to be zocha to true gedula. They're going to become gedolim. How do they become gedolim? So again, explains the Tolna Rebbe. Because when two Jews are looking to learn from one another, and each one wants to be a little bit bigger and a little bit better than who he truly is, or what he's capable of, that is the definition of gedula. That is the definition of a gadol. A person who wants to constantly improve himself day in and day out. And this can really explain one final Gemara. And that is the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis tells us that why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Yerushalayim was destroyed, very shockingly, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Shehushvu Katan V'Gadol. Because a Katan and a Gadol were equated. That a great person and a simple person, a lesser person, were treated as equals. And the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, V'haya ka'am ka'kohen. Everyone thought that they were a Kohen, acting like a person who's on a more elevated plane. And because of that, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So says the Talmud Rebbe, I don't understand. If you look right before that in the Gemara puts together a whole unfortunate list of very terrible things that people were doing, which would warrant the destruction of Yerushalayim. So why, on this list, do we find that the equation, the relationship, the comparison between a Katan and a Gadol was the cause of the Chorban Yerushalayim? How could such a thing be? And the Talmud Rebbe again explains that the problem was that the Gedolim were in fact acting like Ketanim. That people who had achieved great things stopped growing, and they were no longer interested in becoming and living up to that title of what it means to truly be a Gadol. And in that sense, Hushru Katan V'Gadol, they were satisfied with their Madregos, and that's not a Gadol. A Gadol, by definition, is a person who's never satisfied with his place in Avodas Hashem. And the Talmud Rebbe writes, V'halimun mizeh, ki echor mishor shehara, one of the most destructive character traits that a Jew can have in this world, haya inyan chamur zeh, is this very severe and very destructive trait. When a person feels too comfortable with the madriga that he's attained in his ruchnias, he feels that I'm good enough the way that I'm serving Hashem, and he doesn't spend time to seek out new ways, la'alos ulis'alos b'avodas Hashem, al karchu hu nofel madrigaso ad kidei avonos chamurim biyoser, he falls from that place to a place where unfortunately he'll get involved in all sorts of negative behavior. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if you're not going up, by definition, you're going down. And therefore a person has to always be someone who's longing and striving for new levels in his or her avodas Hashem. There is a medrash, there's an interesting medrash that describes the descent of Yehuda. Everyone knows that the Torah describes how Yehuda went down, which Chazal understood not only as a physical travel from one place to another place in Bereshis Perek Lamed Ches, but that Yehuda actually lost some of his greatness. Yehuda descended from his brothers. And Chazal understand that in the Medrash Psikta, that Yehuda actually lost his Gedula. Yehuda was supposed to be a leader amongst the Avos, and in the end he lost it. And Chazal identified what was the cause of this loss of greatness. Chazal warned a person, Shechol ha-maschil b'mitzvah ve'inu gomra bali dezo. A person who begins a mitzvah and doesn't see it through till the end is a person who will lose his greatness. Talmud Rabbi says, why should that be? But at this point I think we certainly understand. Because a person who doesn't finish a mitzvah is the ultimate expression of a person who says, I'm satisfied with what I have. Why do I need to finish it all the way through? Isn't it enough that I came up with this great idea, which could be of benefit to the Jewish people? Let someone else bring it, b'poel, to this world. But a person who has such an attitude is by definition, not a gadol. Because the definition of gadol, the definition of gedula, is a person who every single day is trying to increase his wisdom, his knowledge, trying to increase his observance of Torah and mitzvos, to daven better, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, and to be better to one's friends, and one's parents, and to one's spouse, and to one's children, and to oneself. To strive for the true definition of what it means to be a gadol. And at this point, we can understand, in fact, the Rashi that we started with. Why is it, and how is it that the Torah links together, lumps together, these two very different karbanos? On the one hand, you have the karban that's being brought by the regular Kohen, once in his life, and the Kohen Gadol who's going to bring this special Minchas Chvitin every single day. The answer is, says the Sfas Emes in this week's Parsha, Tafresh Mem Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chvitin, the Kohen Gadol, the definition of Gadol is a person who's always striving, the Kohen Gadol brings every single day the karban that a regular Kohen brings on his day of inauguration. Because the definition of Kohen Gadol is a Jew who feels that he's never done with his avoda. And he tries to make every single day like the first day of his life. It's well known that Rav Sadia Gaon used to do tshuva on a daily basis. And Rav Sadia Gaon explained, I feel an obligation to do tshuva every single day because had I known yesterday what I know today, I never would have acted the way I did yesterday. Meaning he mamish felt an achrayas every single day to be a different person. They say that the Yid HaKadosh from Prishischa, he was known as the Yehudi HaKadosh. He said about himself, I'm called the Yid, I'm called the Yehudi, because every single day when I wake up, it's ki'ilu, it's my first day as a Jew. I'm living life with a certain freshness and a certain excitement and a certain desire to change on a constant basis and never to be satisfied with my level. And I think probably the most powerful idea I can share with you today is something that the Talmud Rebbe writes on page 14. He quotes, there was a Talmud of the Kotzker, the Halig Asar of Mikotsk. Everyone knows the Kotzker, but not everyone knows that the Kotzker had a Talmud. His Talmud's name was Rav Yechiel Meir of Gustanin. He passed away in 1888. And this Talmud of the Kotzker asked an unbelievable question. He said, why is it that you refer to a Kohen who's not a Kohen Gadol as a Kohen Hedyot? The term Hedyot often is used in Chazal as a derogatory term. We say that a person who stays in the sukkah when it's raining is acting like a Hedyot, which is Chazal's way of saying he's acting like a fool. So why is it that we refer to a Kohen who's not the Kohen Gadol, he's a regular Kohen? Why do we call him a Kohen Hedyot? And the Rebbe of Gustanin said an amazing thing. He said, if you are a Kohen Hedyot, that means you're a Kohen. And if you're a Kohen, that means you have the potential, the possibility, of becoming a Kohen Gadol. If you could become Kohen Gadol, and you don't push yourself, and you don't find a way to become Kohen Gadol, he said, Ein lecha head yod gadol mizeh. If you could be Kohen Gadol, if you're a Yisrael, you're off the hook. If you're a Levi, you're off the hook. But if you're a Kohen, and you could have worked harder, and you could have pushed yourself to grow every single day, to be worthy of the title Gadol, a true Gadol, and you didn't, you deserve a little bit, to speak about such a person in a scornful fashion, to call him a Hedyon. How foolish, what an opportunity that you lost out on, that you missed out on. And with this, we can perhaps explain a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam paskins, and everyone's trying to figure out the Kesef Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph. Everyone's trying to figure out, where did the Rambam get this halacha from? The Rambam writes in Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Hay Halacha Zayin, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. He is not allowed to step foot outside of Yerushalayim. He has a special house built for him, called the Lishchas Kohen Gadol. It's part of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. Why is he not allowed to leave Yerushalayim? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph quotes from one of his Talmidim. He calls him Talmidi HaCharif, my very sharp student, wanted to offer the following answer. And he said, we know there's a rule, Tosos brings it many places, in the name of the Talmud Yerushalmi, that when a person brings a karban, there's an expectation that he spends the night in Yerushalayim. Whenever a person comes to Yerushalayim to bring a karban, we expect him to spend the night. Lina. He has to sleep over. Why? Because we don't want it to look like this person is in a rush to get out of Yerushalayim, as if he wanted to just pay his dues and head home. So therefore, explain this Talmud Charif of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph. He said, why does the Kohen Gadol have to stay in Yerushalayim? Because every single day, the Kohen Gadol brings his Minchas Chvitin, he brings his special offering, reminding him what it means to be a Gadol, that every single day I have to start as if it's the first day of my Avodah, and because of that karban that he brings on a daily basis, the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, is permanently trapped in Yerushalayim. Now, one could question this from a halachic standpoint. The Sfas Emes in Mesechus Zvachim points out that perhaps, based on a Gemara in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph, that perhaps the mitzvah of Lina, of sleeping over, only applies to someone who traveled from outside of Yerushalayim. It could be that if you're already in Yerushalayim, we would not expect you to necessarily spend the night in Yerushalayim. And he argues that from a halachic standpoint. Again, the Sfas Emes in Mesechus Menachos, Samachayim and Aleph. Sasemes brings a further proof that perhaps the mitzvah of Lina only requires one to sleep over that night. Let's say one needed to leave Yerushalayim temporarily for a particular need. So in such a case, a person is allowed temporarily to leave Yerushalayim. And yet the Kohen Gadol, according to this Rambam, is never allowed even to step foot outside of Yerushalayim. So we have to try to understand again what in fact is the source of the Rambam. Is the Minchas Chinuch's proof a sufficient proof? But certainly the message of the Minchas Chinuch is certainly very, very important for us. That the Kohen Gadol, because he's a Gadol, a true Gadol, by definition he sees himself as never done with his Avodah. He's always beginning his Avodah. And therefore the Minchas Chvitin is not necessarily a halachic reality that traps him in Yerushalayim, but the Minchas Chvitin is a reminder to him who he is. You're the Kohen Gadol. And every day of your life is supposed to be ki'ilu. It's the first day of bringing the karban. And that again is how the Tolna Rebbe explains why, in a single pasuk, you're introduced to the Kohen Gadol's daily offering, and at the same time we're being introduced to the Kohen Hedyot, who brings that special offering on the first day of his avoda. And with this, the Tolna Rebbe concludes his maimer by explaining the nature of Shabbos HaGadol. What does it mean as we prepare for Pesach? We come to this Shabbos, the most special Shabbos. Right, Shabbos HaGadol. What makes this Shabbos Gadol? According to the definition that we've described today. And the Talmud Rebbe says, because Chodesh Nisan is a Zman of Gedula. It's a Zman of things starting to grow. Things are starting to rise up out of the frozen earth. It's a Zman of Birchas Ilanos. We recite a special bracha this time of the year on the trees as they start to blossom. Chazal point out in the Medrash, on the passing in Tehillim, Motzi Asirim Bekosharos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of captivity Bekosharos. Rabbi Akiva says, you took us out Bechodesh Kosher Letzes. Hashem, you took us out in such a pleasant month. You didn't take us out in the heat of the summer, and you didn't take us out in the frozen winter. You took us out in a time when things are blossoming. But says the Talmud Rebbe, that's a reminder that as a Jew leaves Mitzrayim, and he begins his Avodas Hashem, he understands, he looks at the world and he understands what it means to be a Gadol, to be in a constant state of growth. And that's why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because the Zohar Kadosh says, the Shabbos before any Yom Tov draws from the Kedusha of that Yom Tov. And therefore, as we prepare ourselves for Pesach, a Zman of things re-emerging and growing, and finding new life source. So too, each and every one of us reminds ourselves, what does it mean to be a Gadol? Can we become like a Kohen? Can we become a little bit more like a Kohen Gadol? Concludes the Talmud Rebbe. Halimur ha-nitzach mikol zeh. L'kol echad ve'echad. Each and every person, whether you're a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, male or female, it doesn't matter. The message is, leida ulahavin shelo liestapik b'mash yesh imanu. Never to be satisfied with whatever you have in your avodas Hashem. Lo b'torah, lo b'tvila, lo b'midos, lo b'avodas Hashem. La'olam lo lomar dai. A person should never say to himself, I have enough, I've done enough, and therefore I'm satisfied with where I am. Just this week I heard a beautiful insight from Rav Kook, and it's printed in Rav Kook's writing on the Agarata, in the Ein Ay on Meseches Brachos. It's found in the second parak of Aleph Amud Beis, where Rav Kook describes, he's describing the famous Gemaras about Hanukkah, and the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim, and how they were rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. But he points out in a very interesting way, that just as the concept of a Kohen, in general, the Kohanim were the teachers of the Jewish people, but there's an aspect of Kohen that applies to each and every Jew. Hine kishem sha'kohen ha'klali sheba'am Hashem. Just as every Kohen, a true Kohen, a biological Kohen, is charged with the obligation of teaching and transmitting Torah and mitzvot to Klal Yisrael, Lehiros bepoel tochan shel chayim kedoshim v'tahorim leman hayos lemofes la'am kulo, to be, so to speak, a good sign for the rest of Klal Yisrael, to look at a Kohen and see, what can a Jew be? Says Rav Kook so beautifully, Kein yesh b'chol adam Yisrael tzad kahuna. Every single Jew has within him or herself an aspect of kahuna. Mipnei shebechlolam heima mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Every Jew is called by the title of Kohen, mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And Rav Kook concludes by saying, that's why you have such a notion, such an idea of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni means that you take a portion of your own produce and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And who do you give it to? You give it to yourself. You don't give it to anyone. Very strange idea. Since when do you bring something to Yerushalayim to give it to yourself? Normally you bring to Yerushalayim to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol on the Mizbeach. You give it to a Kohen. What's this idea of taking my own produce, coming to Yerushalayim and eating it there, b'kedusha v'tara? Says Rav Kook, Shu ba la'or es yesod ha'kahuna ha'atzmis. It comes to remind every Jew that you are also a Kohen. And you come to Yerushalayim, and you eat in a way like a Kohen, to remind you that you're part of Mamleches Kohan and V'goy Kadosh. What does it mean to be a Kohen? In the Sefer Melchamos Yehuda, a beautiful work by a Ger Chassid who lived on the Lower East Side, of Mordechai Yehuda Lubart, in his writings on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the second volume, he points out, Mamleches Kohan and V'goy Kadosh. What does it mean to be a Kohen? So he points us to a Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh. Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh, when it describes the Big Day Kahuna, it says, Yilbasham HaKohen Tachtav. It says that when the Kohen passes, the clothing that he wears that distinguishes him from the rest of the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, that will be passed on to the Kohen, to the one who will be Kohen Tachtav. What do you mean Kohen Tachtav? Explains Rashi, Parshas Tetzaveh, Perachav Tes Pasuk Lamed, Kol Lashon Kohen Lashon Poel. Kohen is not only a reality of who a person is. It's not only, again, a biological reality, but the word Kohen can also be a verb. Yilbasham ha-Kohen tachtav. The clothing will be worn by the one who's Kohen, who serves in his place. Rashi says, Oved mamash. Literally, the one who's Oved, the one who serves. And therefore, when we're described as a Mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh, says Rav Lubart, it means that every single one of us has to see ourselves as a Kohen, as an Oved, as a person who's constantly what? Involved in Avodas Hashem. That is the true definition of a Kohen. But I want to end by adding one final step, and that is that when we come to the Seder night, it's possible not only to become a Kohen, as we pointed out yesterday in the Preet Tzadik Shir, the Gra had a tradition that on the single night of the Seder, a person can do 64 mitzvos d'oraisa d'rabbanan. That's a person who's really doing. That's the definition of a Kohen, like the Melchamos Yehuda just told us, based on Rashi and Tetzaveh. But more than that, every Jew at the Seder could become mamish, like a Kohen Gadol. And this is something that's found in the writings of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, the author, famous author of the Drish HaSion. He quotes from the Maharal of Prague. The Maharal of Prague explained, why is it that a person wears a kittel on the Leil HaSeder? And the Maharal describes that the beautiful lavan, the white, clean clothing that a person wears, is reminiscent of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol takes off the big day zahav, he takes away the golden garments and wears only white. Why white? Because white is pashut, says the Maharal. Their big day lavan heim pshutim. What does it mean it's pashut? It means that white represents chesed elyon. White represents the highest madrega. It's not any specific color. It's an all-encompassing presentation. and explains Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer based on this well-known Maharal as to why we wear a kittel at the Seder, says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, if you think about the Seder night, it's interesting. We talk about avoda over and over and over. Va'avadata es ha'avoda hazos. We ask the question by the four sons, maha avoda hazos lachem. What avoda are we talking about? Writes Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Uva'avodas laila zo. Nichnasim lemidas chesed elyon. When we wear that kittel, or we wear, even for the Nashim Tzidkanios who wear white on the Seder night. When a person wears white on the Seder night, it's a reminder that you're tapping into the highest madriga. It's ki'ilu, you're a Kohen Gadol, who's osek in avoda, maha avoda hazos lachem, and therefore you're no less, says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, than the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. On the Seder night, every single Jew gets to be a Kohen. So I want to conclude with a bracha from the Boyana Rebbe. Rav Moshe Lerman was once chassid by the Boyana Rebbe, the Pachad Yitzchak of Boyan, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, and he pointed out the following. As we come to Pesach, of course, is immediately followed after by Sfiras HaOmer. And when we count Sfiras HaOmer, we say a beautiful tefillah. HaRachamon hu yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash l'makoma b'mehera b'yameinu amen. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore the avoda of the beis hamikdash. So it was pointed out by the Boyana Rebbe, why do we say yachzer lanu, or maybe this Rav Moshe Lerman realized this idea when he was in the presence of his Rebbe, the Boyana Rebbe. Why do we say that we should restore the avoda of the beis hamikdash l'makoma, to its place? Why can't we just say, Yachzer lanu avodas beis hamikdash? What do you need the extra word, makoma? And he explained very, very beautifully. He said, because today we still have the opportunity to be osek in the avoda of the beis hamikdash. It's not in its place, because we unfortunately don't yet have the makom hamikdash. So we daven that harachman, when we count sphira, we say Hashem, as we're growing each day of sphiras ha'omer. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore the avoda to its proper place. But Baruch Hashem, as Jews, mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, with a seder 1 week away, where every single one of us can sit at the table and act like kohanim gedolim, to understand like the Talmud Rebbe told us what it means to really be a gadol. Baruch Hashem, we do have the avoda. We just don't have it yet in its place, in its makom. So therefore, mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zocha this Shabbos, as we read about, again, Aaron Ubanov, the Minchas Chvitin that was brought on a daily basis by the Kohen Gadol, and brought once in a lifetime by the Kohen Hedyot. Let's remember all the examples the Talmud Rebbe gave us to prove to us what the word Gadol really means. Or like the Sfas Emes told us, that the same Karban that a Kohen brings once in his life, a Kohen Gadol brings every day, because a Kohen Gadol is the ultimate in freshness. And as the Rambam paskins, a Kohen Gadol can't even leave Yerushalayim because he's always on call. He's always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mir Tashem, we should come to the Seder night. We should be truly a Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Each of us should attain in our own way that Heiliga aspect of being a Kohen Gadol. And Amir Tashem will be Zocha, like the Boyana Rebbe Davind, along with his Chassid Rav Moshe Lerman. We should be Zocha to see HaRachman, Hu Yachzer Lanu Avodas Beis HaMikdash L'Makoma, B'mehera B'Yameinu Amen. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.